Some schools have found out that kids can learn a lot more earlier than they normally.
Well, Karen just discounted it. She thought it was, you know, nothing to it. But I still think it was.
Well,
you've got a genius.
I think you're probably right. I think you have a genius in there.
Right.
You're absolutely
you're saying,
right about that.
Well, what I want to hear, I don't really believe that.
Well, you know,
Jerry,
Allison,
you know I exaggerate to carry a point.
In our family, it was Allison Groh who read early.
And
she carried it all the way through.
I know. But I don't think it's good. I think
it doesn't hurt them because, you know, that's the kind of society.
A child, listen now. I'll tell you, from 80 years old where I sit right now, and for 25 years with students, college students.
Once you are, once you are.
Well, that's all right. That's the way he likes
it. It came off and threw him down. He didn't cry.
He came to give cash to his mama to see what she's
so,
going to do about
so
it.
Just
but what was I going to say?
You were going to say it's not
I'm
good that they're early readers because of the
no,
college students?
No, I was going to say it's sad sometimes for children to be so much smarter than their contemporaries. It sets them apart.
There's something to that because, you know, Allison, of course, is going to
marry. I do know,
Allison.
I know. Well, what
and
is
that's
to
all
be
right.
will
they
be.
Might be perfectly happy. You know.
Who's,
anyway,
who's to say?
To
I mean, who's to say? But you see, I'm not going to make any comments about Allison.
But plenty of people with better chances have messed up perfectly good lives. No reason to say she's going to do any worse.
Well, Allison will be fine.
I have got a nephew.
Jackie's a nice man.
In New York. I wouldn't say he was just as smart as Allison, but I can say he's really smart. I do know that when he was in college, that the science department wrote his father and said, would you please try to steer Oliver into science? He's so good at it that he would make a wonderful research scientist. And little Oliver said, I don't like that. He conquered it. He knew all the professor knew, and he was through with it. Then the math department wrote him and said he was so good in math that they wanted to him to carry on through in this department, and he seems to have lost interest. We want him to. In other words, they want to be a future professor out of him, I mean out of FSU.
Yeah, he was a born FSU teacher.
That's right. Through with that, he decided, after a grown boy, no, well, he wasn't exactly, he was in high school. Maybe his senior year, junior, I don't remember. He decided that he'd never had a piano lesson in his life. He decided he wanted to play the piano. So they got him a piano, and he soon could outplay anybody there. In 6 months' time, he was a finished musician, just about it. And then he was through with it. Now, he'll sit down occasionally, but everything that he did so easy, he conquered it. He was tired of it. And only thing that he ever, I'd give anything if you'd come sit in my lap and let me just squeeze you. And I do like to beat on their fannies, you know, whip them good. No.
Well,
that's lovely.
Get your chance with this one.
Lovely.